Okay, this is Parakeet Aleph and Hilchos. Rosh Hashanah, Shemiras HaNefesh. Now we're going to switch over to halachas about the specific halacha of building a roof on your, building a guardrail on your roof. But it really, the overall theme is about potential dangerous situations and preventing them. Mitzvah is a lasso of the makel lagadlo. So it's a positive command for someone to build a guardrail or fence on his roof. Shenamar, Vasusa makel lagadlo. Lujia based dira. And it has to be a place that you live in. About base of Zaro is a base of Bakar, but places that you store things or places that's like where a cattle live. A Yotzven in a Zachaklo does not require that guardrail. So to a house that is not 4x4 Amos, Patamina Market, it does not require a guardrail. So a house that's owned by two people, it requires a guardrail. Shinamar, can you call on a phone menu? Lotala Ella Benofa. So the obligation is from the fact that someone may fall. And came Lama Nemar Gagacha. So why does it say your roof? The mic, but the kinesis, about the Joshua's to exclude shuls and places where you learn the Pisha Anima Sumadira, because those aren't made to live in. I just say Rabbi Gaval Mugaga. Let's say the public domain is higher than my roof. So then Ainu Zaka Gamaka. So then it does not require a Maka. Shinemar keep falling upon Meno, Lola Soho, because it says from it, not in it. Gimel Gova Amaka. So the the height of the guardrail in Pachos Nesara can't be less than 10 tefachim high. Kedeshal Yipol Menanofo. So the person listed can't fall off. It's got to be a strong guardrail. Kedeshi Yishan Adhada Malevo people. If someone leans on it, he won't fall down. Lamania Gaga Vol Amaka. Anyone who puts on the roof without the guardrail, Bitul Mitzvah Sasei, Vavav Alosa Sasei. So he nullifies a positive and is a commandment and is violating a negative. Shinemar Losasim Tamim Vesecha. And looking at Lavzeh, Meshem, and Maiseh, but you don't get makas for this because there's no specific action. So it doesn't matter if it's a roof or any place that presents a danger. If Roish Yichshavu Adam Yamos, and a person could potentially, because of the danger situation, fall and die, could go or stumble and die, could go in Shaisal of the air or board of Chatera, for instance. If I have a well or a cistern in my courtyard, Bein Sheish Ben Mayim, Bein Shein Ben Mayim, whether I have water in them or not, Lassus and Chuya Gavah Sarat Vacham. So I have to make a wall around it. There's, in this case, need to have a sand at the least 10 tefachim high, or lasso kisa to make a cover over it. Why? So someone falls in and dies. Any obstacle that might produce a life threatening situation. Mitzvah to say lahasiro. It's a positive commandment to remove it. Ushtarim menu to guard from, to be careful from it. Uzar v'davar yafe yafe, and to be extremely careful in these areas. Shemar yishamar lachalish manashava. V'lo hasir. And if a person does not remove the dangerous thing, right, or someone puts down obstacles that bring to danger, he nullifies a positive commandment, and he violates this negative commandment as well. So Chachamim stepped in and expanded this category to include other things that might cause threatening the life. We call overland, and anyone who comes along and says, I'm going to risk my life, I don't care what other people do, or I'm not going to be careful about these things, gets rabbinical lashes. These are the examples, or these are what they include. A person should not place his mouth like over a pipe that carries water and drink. And you shouldn't drink from what are called rivers and lakes at night, because maybe I'll swallow a leech. And I shouldn't drink water that is uncovered. Maybe a snake drank from it and put its venom inside. Or other things that come from the ground, what do you call it, crawling things that may have drunk from it, and that's going to end up causing them to die. These are the drinks that can't be consumed with the left uncovered. Hamayim, which is water. A yayin, wine. Even if it is watered down. Even if it's turning into... starting to turn into vinegar, v'acholav, advash, batir, and that's milk, honey, and brine, about sharkol, mashkin, other drinks, imakpin, alaguyin. We're not so worried about the, what it calls, if they're uncovered, shein, bale, erish, shosim, hen, because these animals will not drink from them. Alachachas, now shum, shenis raseg, v'avatiach, shenechtach, v'niskale, usr. So garlic that's crushed, or watermelon that's cut open, it was cut and left open, is usr, v'hin, v'hiyot, v'zeh. Yain, v'ushol, when it comes to wine that has been cooked, Aimbo, Mishum Giloy, is not, there's no concern of being uncovered. Vechenyain toastes, right? So to a certain type of wine, which is, well, yain mishas, bichaslash, loshonim, that's pre-fermented wine, almost like grape juice from the time that it's pressed until 3 days. Vechayin omayim, ochalav, shahayu chamin, kolzman, shahaba olaman. So to wine and milk and water that are so hot that you see steam coming from them. So too liquids where the way they go, they fall down is drop by drop. These types of liquids have no problem leaving them uncovered. Because the animals are afraid of the bubbles, I mean, have all for the steam, and shows them, and therefore they don't drink from these things. So when it comes to uncovered waters, it does not necessarily include a water that's used for pickling or cooking or other types of cooking. But when it comes to what are called foods that were that things water that like foods are stored in them to cook or et cetera, soak in nishtanet haiman amen mishum giloy. So if they change the taste of the water, then there's no issue having them uncovered. You may by him no sin tam, but there's no transference of tam, it's usher. So to water in which these certain types of fruit are washed for someone who's sick, if that water is left uncovered, I also cannot consume it. So let's say I have wine and I mix into it like a sharp substance like peppers or something bitter, which is also like another type of like wormwood, until the flavor of it changes. Gila applies. It applies to the other drinks as well. Any drink that's also because of being uncovered. Doesn't matter if it's uncovered at night or in the day, it's also. Even if it is what it called a person sleeping next to the liquid, because things that crawl are not afraid of people who sleep. The Kami issue of Yusur. Now, how long does it have to be uncovered for its Asur? Enough time for the crawling animal to come out from underneath the container, drink, and then go back to where it came from. How much of water it becomes usher if it's uncovered? So it's enough that where the venom could be, what do you call it, remain distinct and not diluted, and therefore cause damage. But if there's a ton of water, that would basically dilute any poison that's in there. It's permitted to drink. And this applies to other drinks as well. So when it comes to drinking uncovered things, it doesn't apply to a stream. So let's say I have a container of wine and it's left uncovered inside a chest or a closet, or in a cistern that's even 100 by 100, or a chest that's higher than 100 by 100. Of a tarkalim, the yofa, a masiyad, or let's say in a hall that has all sorts of decorations, it's prohibited. But because the table is a migdal, let's say he checked the chest, for instance, and then put the wine in, then it's okay. If there's a hole in the chest, then it's asr, how much is the hole to be? If this, the small finger of a child can be put inside. Tishra below mesu lo yishdasiri. Let's say a jug is left uncovered, and a person, and let's say nine people drink from it, and they don't die. The tenth person should still not drink from it. Maisa, however, amush yishdasiri mace. There was an incident where the story was that the tenth person drank from it and died. Meisha aras anachas shokei lamata beishtam hamas zochei afar sheolav etzofa lamala beishtam shein yitlas bemsa mashkel biyakolasa. The reason why is because sometimes the poisons sink to the bottom. There's some poisons that rest in the top, and some poisons that are mixed in the middle. Therefore, everything's usher. A few of the even if I filtered it out. Even when it comes to watermelon that's left uncovered, even if nine people ate from it from a mason and didn't die, lo yochol asiri, the tenth person should not eat from it. So any water that's left uncovered, lo yishrafkin, which was rabbin, should not be poured into the public area, lo yirbats behem, it's a bias, and it should not be used to clean the house, lo yiglal behem, it's a teeth, and it shouldn't be used to mix with mortar, lo yirchats behem, panna beyond the raglav. You shouldn't wash your hands, your feet, or your face with it. Lo yashke behem behema. You shouldn't feed animals with it. Behem eskaver behem hamta. Whether it's my friends or mine. Aval mashke osam lechato. However, you can use this water for a cat. Chayalach design isa sheni lusha b'mayim megulin. So when dough is mixed with water that was left uncovered, I feel he shall truma. Even if it's from truma, tisarab needs to be burned. I feel nefas. Even if it's baked, tariya pasasura. You cannot eat the loaf of bread. That is perikyudalaf, and we'll continue with perikyubis next time.